keeping that resolution. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Why do many of us fail to keep our New Year's resolution to start exercising? Gary Crawford has an expert with the answer.
At this time of year, so many of us make resolutions about starting up or resuming exercise programs. Sales of exercise equipment go up quite a bit this time of year. People seem at least temporarily motivated to get moving, often plunging headlong into extreme programs that end up backfiring. But before we get that far, some advice from Rutgers University Extension nutrition and health expert Karen Inslee. She says, if you haven't exercised in years or ever, don't check out the shoes and the clothes and the machines and all before you check out yourself.
You need to make sure before you start any program that you have had a good medical physical so you know the state of your own health.
Karen Inslee says the worst thing you can do is overdo right off the bat.
Don't want to start off doing too many repetitions in any one exercise because you overwork the body, it's going to be sore.
What usually happens is we get so sore or we get hurt or something, and then we have to stop for a few days, and all of a sudden we look around and we've stopped for weeks or months or longer. Inslee says in the case of most people, the no pain, no gain thing, that's a myth. Better to go slow, build up, and not to suffer so much. For weight loss, for instance, walking, still the best way to start.
Walking is wonderful. Get yourself a pedometer and start walking. And the same thing with walking. You know, public health says 10,000 steps a day, which is about 5.5 miles. You're not going to start with that. You're going to start with going around the block 2-3 times.
Same with exercise machines. If you hit them too hard, too fast, it raises the chances that those machines are going to be gathering dust over in the corner, and you'll be gathering dust on the couch. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.